Hi, thank you for calling Timberlake Tree Service, LLC. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you're a new customer, or press 2 if you're an existing customer.
Timberlake Tree Service.
Hi, Joshua. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was looking at your account, and I saw the note that I was supposed to call you to unlock the card before we process. So I thought, no wonder.
Yeah, could you? Yeah, that, and I'm a tree company, so right now, right around Christmas, is very hard for me.
Oh, I bet.
My other company bills don't stop coming in, and no one wants to spend money right now because it's so close to Christmas, so it's very hard for a blue collar company like me.
Oh,
to,
I see.
Make all the ends meet. And normally it's only in December when we struggle throughout the whole year. Because it'll start picking up again next month after everyone starts getting their tax refund checks back. And then with us living here in Florida, around, like middle of February, March, that's when we're full-blown busy again. Booked all the way up to November because everyone's prepping for hurricane season. So with that being said, I even had to take some of my gold and silver. I had to go pawn it just to make ends meet to pay my payroll last week. But,
we're only working
1 or 2 days a week. So, like, it's just real struggle for me with this month. But I should have, I have it now. It's just I don't want to spend, like, every last little penny I got. But I have a big job tomorrow that we're going to do.
Okay.
So by the end of tomorrow.
Okay, I'll give you a suggestion. I don't know if you want to, consider it or not, but we can wait a couple of days if you want to get that job tomorrow done. It's no problem, but $100 of your subscription goes to Facebook ads. Since you're so slow in December anyway, we could take those Facebook ads off, and that would lower that pass due amount to $199. And at least help you out a little bit. And we could take them off for a couple of months if you like and put them back on in April when you start.
Well, I mean, that's going to generate leads for me. I would not do that because right now is when I need my phone to ring for leads. Yeah.
I see. Yeah, that makes sense too. That's the catch-22. Like, you don't want to take them off because you want to still get the benefit of them, so I understand. So that's why I thought, I didn't know if you wanted to consider it, but I wanted to let you know that that is an option that's available. So you want me to just, let's see, today's Tuesday. You want me to just touch base with you maybe on Thursday or Friday and see where you're at then?
Yeah, Friday would be great. I'm still catching up on our company bills.
Okay.
I hate this time. Around this time of year, it really makes me feel humble. It really does as a business owner because every time around this time of year, I always wonder if I'm going to go out of business or not.
Wow.
And then January. Yeah. And then, hey, I got a lot of money back in the bank account again. Right now, it's like, even as a small business owner, I still have like $10,000 a month in company bills for I got truck payments and commercial insurance for the trucks and then company insurance and it all adds up a lot. Then I got my own personal bills, my own mortgage.
See how you get buried quickly if things are slow. Yeah, even though like you say you're kind of used to it every year, but that's a hard hit to take for sure. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I'm always used to my bank account always at least having, easily on average every week over $20,000 a year, but you won't believe how fast that money would disappear when your phone don't ring.
Yep, I get it. So, okay, so I will put a note on here. Also, once this is settled, we can push the next billing out 30 days, or you could go on a hold. But, again, I don't think you want to go on a hold because you want to, get the benefit of keeping it open. But, again, just another option in case you wanted to think about it.
Okay. Yeah, I should be fine. Struggling a little bit. As you get closer and closer to Christmas, it's like last week when we worked. Last week was a decent week. We worked like 3 days, and then it's like out of sight, out of mind. But you guys didn't call me last week. I didn't reach out to you guys, and And, yeah. So it's like, you know, and then this week it's like, oh God, you know, it's Tuesday and we didn't work yet. And we haven't worked since last Thursday. I have a big job tomorrow, so that's to get me caught up on a few things.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Okay. Well, I'm happy that you have that big job tomorrow. I mean, that's going to make a world of difference for you. And then I'll touch base on Friday. If you want to take care of this a little sooner, you can call me. But if not, I will call on Friday. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Oh, and the other thing is, I know you guys was working on it last time. I have this ex-employee and he just keeps leaving me bad reviews.
Keeps making up
email accounts. He has my rating down to 4.3 when my rating was 5 stars. Like I never had a bad review before.
Okay.
And I have over 100 5-star reviews, you know, between all platforms, HomeAdvisor, AngelList, Google. And my Google is down to 4.3 right now. And it's just pissing me off so bad. And I know last time I had you guys go with Google, they had him removed like within a few days. And now it's been over a month. And he just left me a really bad review. It sounds really bad. He left it last night.
Did he put it under his name again?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Noah.
Okay. Let me find it and then I'll send it to that department. It's good that he put it under his name because if Google removed it before, now they can see that he's being malicious, right? So they'll remove it again. But
those over reviews and real email accounts is his friends. He's having his friends and family do it to me too. And you see where I respond back to every single one. I would say this is ex employee, you know, he's leaving me bad reviews, making up Google accounts. Cause like, they're not even leaving me reviews, they're just leaving 1 stars. All on the same day.
I see that. Yeah, Bradley. Okay. Yeah, I see him.
Yeah, what the heck, Google? Why, it's like, how can't Google not tell this is someone doing this on purpose? It's all done in the same day, within like minutes of each other.
why is he so vindictive against you? Is it like a former employee or something? Or
former employee. He's just a kid. He's like 22 years old. I had to fire him. You know, he just didn't have very good work ethic, and it's like his whole mission, his goal is to just like try to shut my company down or something.
And he's still, obviously not having a good work ethic because he's spending his time and energy on this, you know?
Right, when he should be looking, you know, on job applications.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. You know what? It's that generation. They feel so entitled and, you know, they don't want to work hard. They all want to be like multi-million dollar influencers and they don't know the value of, you know, just bone back-breaking hard work, you know? They don't
understand. It's crazy. This is a tree company. This is a blue-collar man job. This ain't for the boys, you know?
Exactly. Okay, well I'll send that department the note to start working on the removal of those reviews again and then we'll talk more on
Friday. I've been having my family and my employees go in and keep fragging those reviews in the hopes that Google would be like, okay, you know, so many frags. We've been doing it for like a week and they still haven't done nothing. And then I'm not even popping up on Google Guarantee leads anymore.
Oh.
And I'm thinking it's because my rating's down so low now.
Yeah, or it could be because the budget's run out for the leads, perhaps, you know, they don't want to have you in that section and potentially have, you know, you occur lead fees if the budget's run out. You know, it could be, I don't know if that's the case, but I can check with that department too, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I used to do a lot of cars from that.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten one probably in a couple months.
Oh, really? It's been a couple months. Okay, let me see.
Yeah, I think it has been. It's been definitely over a month.
Let me see. When was the last time they had Yeah, you had paid just a little balance on November 12th, so I would think that the leads would have been turned back on unless it's just slow right now or if those reviews are a factor. But either way, I'll talk to that department and see.
I think it's the views, because after that happened, I noticed I wasn't popping up on Google again, because you type in my company's name and you see I pop up with a blue check mark as Google Guarantee leads, and it was like really, literally right around that time when those views got put on there.
It's like
Google's not doing a job to take the leads down, and then they're losing money on top of it from me not being on there and paying for it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it'll eventually come down. It's just sometimes Google isn't very compliant when we ask for review removal. Sometimes they'll do it, and other times they'll say,
I know, and
oh,
it pisses
well,
me off because
it just sticks. And we're just like, what do you mean it's valid? Anyone can see that it's not, you know?
Right. Well, yeah, anybody can see when it was posted all on the same day within minutes of each other. I'm like, what the hell?
Because exactly.
I take pride in my company being a 5-star rated company. Like, I have over 100 5-stars, never had a true bad review, or unless it's someone that's making it up like that, it's employee.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you know, this company's my baby, you know?
I would think that Google has some way, too, to track the IP address, that they're all being posted from the same IP address, even if they're under different accounts.
Some of them are, but they're also having their friends and family leave me reviews, too. And it's just literally a 1-star review. It's actually not even like they don't even write nothing on the review, except for one last night he did. But I have in the text message Noah, it says on his name, because I have a smartphone. It like when it's Android to Android, it would tell me the name without me saving their phone number.
Yeah.
And you look at Noah on the lead. I mean, on the review he left me, it says Noah as well.
And there's one here that it says this company hasn't paid for Angie's List or their Google account. He's a scam artist. He dented
that's
my
that
brand
guy.
Yeah, but I was thinking, how would he know what your company's paid for or not? That's so weird. Like the whole thing.
All my bills are. Yeah, I don't even know how here. No, and that's lies, because I'm like, I don't pay Google right now anyways.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
Not even on the guarantee, and Angie's List, I haven't been on Angie in almost 2 years.
But
because they're a ripoff.
If somebody hired you and you really dented their range, they would be concerned about that, not the other part. That's why it already looks bogus to me. Like, why would you start writing that? It seems weird.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off. It's just the same person.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely have them look into it, and then hopefully by Friday it's all been resolved. If not, we'll, you know, get some correspondence and see what they're going to do at that time, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Yep. Bye.